I think part of our problem is we do see the passages which are there and are important about God's holiness, his wrath, his judgment on sin, the fact that he is displeased or unhappy with sin. However, what we forget is that before the universe existed and before there was sin, before there was the fall, before Satan and the demons fell, before Adam and Eve fell, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit lived together in complete and utter happiness and harmony, and that still continues. That has never stopped. And then we're told that ultimately God will take away all sin. He will wipe away the tears from every eye. We're told that in Revelation 21. And then there will be no more sin or evil. So in other words, the things which God is displeased with are temporary in nature. Before and after, at the beginning of the story and at the end of the story that will never end, there will be nothing to displease God, and his predominant attribute of happiness, which the Puritans talked about a lot, is going to be something that just pervades the entire universe.